Beneath Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 14, Creator or No Creator. In the previous chapter, I concluded that there is a creation, that a complex universe with complex life could not have happened merely by time and chance. This logically requires some sort of supernatural creator. On one level, that simple logic should be enough for another self-evident truth. But first, let's explore this concept of a creator some more. Have you ever pondered the marvel of photosynthesis? Photosynthesis is the term used for how certain plant cells combine sunlight energy, carbon dioxide, CO2, and water, H2O, to make complex organic molecules, with oxygen usually being a byproduct of that process. Complex organic molecules are both the building blocks of life and they provide a chemical form of energy storage. Our bodies require a regular supply of these complex organic molecules to survive. We often call the various complex organic molecules that we consume food. While part of the benefit of food is various vitamins and minerals our bodies need, a huge part of the function of food is simply providing us a source of energy to live by. Our bodies use the chemical energy stored in complex organic molecules as a source of energy to sustain life. Note that with my definition of food, I am excluding substances which don't provide us energy, such as salt and water. Though these may be mixed with complex organic molecules, and the overall mixture also may be referred to as food. Food in this discussion refers primarily to things we eat which provide our bodies with energy to maintain life. Have you ever eaten any non-organic food? By non-organic food, I mean complex molecules that are similar to complex organic molecules found in food derived from plants and animals, but which are made by people using only inorganic materials without using plants as part of the process of converting carbon dioxide and water into the complex molecules. I'm pretty sure I have never eaten any non-organic food, and I don't think you have either. Why not? Because at this point in time, mankind is unable to make food from inorganic materials, at least in any quantity that is meaningful. Yes, some scientists have made simple sugar molecules from inorganic materials using special laboratory procedures, not photosynthesis. But that is about all. We are still totally dependent on plants for our food supply. Note that food derived from animals ultimately has plants as the source of their complex organic molecules when the overall food chain is considered. Only plants are able to efficiently make food via photosynthesis. Some people think that the marvel of photosynthesis just started happening by time and chance. However, photosynthesis happening by time and chance has never been observed. On the contrary, sunlight is normally observed to break down complex molecules, not build them up. I find that the existence of plants that make food directly from sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water is evidence of an intelligent creator who is much more intelligent than mankind. Now, suppose scientists eventually develop ways to make food from inorganic materials. Would that nullify my reasoning? No, it would only show that things as complicated as photosynthesis only happen with the help of a lot of intelligence, not just time and chance. This brings us to another self-evident truth. There is a creator. I'll repeat that main point. There is a creator. For further reflection, have you ever seen or eaten any non-organic food?